Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors will be back in session this morning after 2 weeks away, and one key piece of business will be the Board's approval for two proposed tax measures that will appear on the November ballot. The first measure deals with the county's commercial marijuana cultivation tax ordinance that would establish a $1 to $3 tax for every square foot of commercial growing space. The revenue would go to the County General Fund, and supporters envision tax returns of more than $7 million per year if enacted. The second tax measure would impose a 0.5% sales tax for the next 20 years, with the revenue generated earmarked specifically for transportation maintenance and improvement projects throughout the county. The measure has the near unanimous support of HCOG, which voted 7-1 to approve that sales tax. The supervisors will also give the okay to consolidate several school bond and municipal elections on the November ballot, including a measure from Rio Dell that will ask residents whether or not they will allow commercial cannabis activity within city limits. Supervisor Rex Bone has introduced a resolution to establish a memorial along Highway 101 near Lolita in honor of former Humboldt County Sheriff's Corporal Rich Schlesinger, who passed away from a rare form of brain cancer. A letter and the proposal will be sent to State Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood, asking for their support as well. And as always, the board will have plenty of proclamations, including one to honor the Coast Guard and recognize Coast Guard Appreciation Month, to recognize Aviation Appreciation Month, and a proclamation for the upcoming county fair. The California Highway Patrol is searching for the driver of a 1998 Honda Civic who fled the scene after his car collided with a bull on Highway 101 on Friday night. The driver was headed southbound on Highway 101 just north of the Red Crest off-ramp when the car hit a bull standing in the roadway. The car flipped and the front seat passenger suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver fled on foot and remains at large. Three proposed measures in the state legislature and those backed by rural county representatives of California have been placed in the suspense file and won't be heard this session. The payment in lieu of taxes proposal, which would have mandated payments to rural counties, is one measure, along with a bill that would dedicate state tax revenue to be used for small county fairs. And a third measure would prohibit municipal governments from contracting out work for plans for reducing water pollution and runoff. The PILT payment suspension hits the closest to home because both the federal program and the state owe Humboldt County hundreds of thousands of dollars in back payments. The County Department of Environmental Health wants to talk with you about waterless toilets. The Department of Environmental Health is working to update county regulations regarding the toilets commonly referred to as composting toilets, and they want your feedback on the matter. Currently, the county regulates waterless toilets as alternative systems, and the last update to county code was made in 1984. Those with experience in building, using, and maintaining waterless toilets are encouraged to contact Environmental Health to add their input, and there are meetings tentatively scheduled for September. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka and Humboldt County kicked off their homeless campaign yesterday with the goal of housing 30 people in need of a permanent place to stay within 60 days. The issue of homelessness is not unique to Eureka. It's an issue that impacts areas around the county, from Garberville to Orleans. And according to Undersheriff Bill Hansel, it's one that has led to increased calls for service for his office.
We've had a lot of thefts and property crimes in these areas. And so we do see those kind of trends, and we don't see it, you know, once saw homelessness just in Eureka. You know, a lot of the services were generated around Eureka, a lot of homelessness in Eureka. There's homeless countywide now. Southern Humboldt, Willow Creek are all experiencing homeless issues.
Hansel said that homeless encampments can be found in fringe areas around most cities and towns in the county. And that leads to increases in property crimes, pollution, and general nuisances.
We're getting a lot of calls for service, you know, just outside of the incorporated cities, just in the greater Fortuna area, Scotia, outside of McKinleyville, Mad River. You know, those areas where we see an uptick in homelessness, people camping out. People are trespassing, people are camping where they shouldn't be camping and living where they shouldn't be living.
There are dozens of factors at play when we discuss the homeless population, from addiction to mental health. But the city and the county have decided that the best strategy is housing first, getting a person a place to live, and then dealing with any underlying issues. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.